Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I mean, it has everything. Has the music, has Rochelle, and also has a comment that Rochelle has said to, I'm guessing, Dave, 800 people, somehow professionally. You're wasting my time. Answer the damn question. You're wasting my time. Yeah. So good. So I was telling Dave off air, Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune, Cheers and Jeers, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. I saw a note a couple days ago where there's this restaurant in Georgetown, Cafe Milano. Cafe Milano. And one night, different parties, not all together at this restaurant, Rochelle, Joe Biden and whoever was in the Biden circle, Barack Obama in his circle, and three cabinet secretaries. That the same night, that's a heavyweight restaurant.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is recent?
This week.
Wow.
This
I'm trying
week.
To think what would be the local
equivalent. That's what I'm going. So in this case, you'd need like plenty. Dean Phillips. Well, no, Dean. We like Dean. It's got to be even higher than Dean, right?
Dayton,
and then Bobo's in the Walls office in St. Paul.
Circle, yeah.
Are they at the St. Paul Grill? Are they?
Is it? Meritage? Does it have to be St. Paul? Though I mean, I've been out to dinner. I've seen high ranking Walls staffers out to dinner in Minneapolis,
whoa.
But. I don't know. I think there might be a better, St. Paul Grill. Hard to say.
All right. Text me 651-461-9226. What restaurant in the state do you see the most celebrities? Like most celebrities in the state. Because Greater Minnesota, I mean, think about that little, I know you've probably never heard of it. It's this town where a few people go to in the summer. It's called, is it Brainerd? How do I say it again?
Brainerd.
Oh, my gosh.
Brainerd.
Guys.
Every other big-name star like you has like a 7,500-square-foot compound. Some of us just believe in the metro area and stay in here, but you and, you know, the hoi polloi go up there and hang out, you know?
Are you talking, when you say you, are you talking to me? Or
yeah.
Are you talking to, I don't.
You.
No, I don't. I'm not going to fight traffic to get somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just going to chill out in my backyard, such as it is.
I mean, wouldn't it just be terrible to have a cabin and to have to go up there every time? Kids are mad. Traffic's bad. Mosquitoes are bad. House is broken down.
You've got to mow the lawn. You've got to put the dock in. You've got to take the dock out.
No.
You've got to eat. So much work.
I'd rather spend the weekend at Guantanamo Bay than have a cabin.
And
now, a friend, and every couple years, but you got to go up there like Thursday afternoon and come back like Monday afternoon. because this might shock you. 94 around Maple Grove is going to be, they'll be undergoing construction like they are forever.
Well, 94 or 35, it's like it's bumper to bumper.
Well, at least,
as you say in the biz.
Yeah, at least 35 headed to Duluth. We got some lanes there. We need, you know, and it appears the 94 Maple Grove headed towards Brainerd. We're always working on adding lanes. I don't ever see those lanes appearing. That's
well, dude, it's there's 95. I live in St. Paul, and as I often like to do, go to the Mill City Farmers Market on Saturday. But I'm not going to be able. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this weekend because 94 has got partial closures in both directions, and well, road construction. I tell you.
It's
causing logistical problems for my farmer's market trip.
This summer has been a fiasco. When Rochelle Olson goes to this excellent farmer's market, what are you most likely to pick up?
Well, it's a routine. I go straight for the tomato guy, Nistler Tomatoes, right there at the he's the first. The first vendor.
Dave, go ahead. Right. Hold on. Dave's got to chime
as you're
in.
Approaching.
Dave's got to chime in. Go ahead, Dave. Tell her what you think of tomatoes.
Oh, fresh tomatoes on their own are disgusting.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, Dave, no. To me, they're like the one of the best things in the whole world.
Oh, my God.
Calm down.
What do you mean disgusting?
Calm down.
I mean, let me guess. You're okay with them like blended up with a bunch of sugar and put on a pizza crust or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Any sort of tomato sauce is good. If you have tomato on like a bruschetta thing, I can absolutely go with that. But people that just slice up a tomato and eat it plain, get out of here.
She just said tomatoes. What did you say? One of the greatest things on the planet? I mean,
I love them, a tomato? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what are you eating on your bruschetta if not fresh, diced, sliced tomatoes?
Well, I think Dave said it's on a bruschetta.
Yeah, I can deal with that. You got some other herbs, maybe, you know, obviously the crust, whatever, the crostini.
Yeah. Now, I just have this image. You walking around your 10,000-square-foot mansion, and she's just biting the tomato like it's an apple.
Just dripping everywhere.
And it's dripping everywhere.
Well, no, come on. I mean, there's usually, let's be honest, there's usually bread involved. I'm not just.
Well, if it's greatest thing ever, it doesn't need an accoutrement. I mean,
that's not true. Sometimes the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. I mean, that's not true.
Okay, so, and I like tomatoes better than Dave, but not. I don't just have them scattered around the house.
Well, what does Dave eat? I mean, if you don't eat tomatoes, why are you even alive?
That's kind of rough.
Wow, shots fired in this relationship. Why is Dave... Put that in the
Never
Twitter.
Never playing your open again.
The tweet, Rochelle Olson says to Dave Harrigan, why are you even alive? I mean, that's why we have you on the show. Dave, if you go to a fine farmer's market, what's your first go-to?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, thank
Chad.
You. Thank you.
Well, it obviously depends on the time of the year. I mean, is it apple season? I'm perusing
right now,
the apples.
You're going to go tomorrow, October 24th.
I'm going gourd hunting.
Gourd hunting.
Yes.
I picked up squash the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do? You bake yourself some squash? What kind of squash are you? You put
acorn.
A bunch of brown sugar on there?
Sure, you can do all of that. We've had some squash soup in the house this week.
Squash spaghetti?
Tremendous.
Oh, that's good.
Squash spaghetti is very good.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
What?
Oh,
just load up on your carbs. I mean, why don't you just explode from your carbs? You know, Rochelle's right. Why are you alive?
Why don't you just explode from your carbs?
All right, let's pause. We have a number of topics out there for the listeners to, as Luke Donald would say, contribute. Not contribute, contribute. I love that one. Where is the restaurant most likely to see the la-di-das? Where are they? And what this time of year, what do you need to get at the farmer's market? What is your first call at the farmer's market? 651-461-9226. I got another one. Over, under, Rochelle Olson has 27 tomatoes a day. Over, under. Are you over or under here on CCO?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Here's a good suggestion for the farmer's market. First farmer's market destination is the marijuana tent. Fresh pick weed right off the plant. Why not?
Is this true? Is that true?
I have not had a chance to go to a farmer's market where they're providing the marijuana. I don't think that is legal in the state of Minnesota.
I don't think so either.
No. I got to go vegetables right away. I got to, and it ties to the season with summer. I can't get enough corn on the cob. Give me the corn on the cob. Right now, I think Dave's nailed the gourd. You know, plus we carved some pumpkins 2 weeks ago. It looks like there was a nuclear attack on our pumpkins. We carved the pumpkins too early. Too early on the pumpkins. Now, on the restaurant situation, I think one texture nailed it just with the city. Rochester. I mean, oh, there's the vicious dog again.
Right.
We have people flying in from all across the globe for Mayo Clinic. Now, I don't know. We used to have a restaurant down there that was kind of like Murray's. I think it closed like 5-6 years ago. But that's a good one. People suggesting Hoyt's, West 7th, and then potentially this might be a winner, Taco John's.
Oh, well, Palenti was a known Taco John's fan.
Taco John's, yeah. Yeah,
potato where's Zorba's Olays, on this? I believe. Yeah, Zorba's.
Yeah,
sure.
Right? Why not? All right. Is Donald Trump going to get $230 million from his law firm, which some of us still call the Department of Justice?
Is he going to get it?
Yeah, you think he's going to get it?
Yes.
I mean,
he's got a bunch of people he's appointed who will be making the decision.
If people missed it, he's suggesting that he was so attacked, unfairly, traumatized by the investigations which were taking place with Jack Smith that he's due financial compensation in one of his press gaggles this weekend. He suggests, yeah, it's kind of awkward that I would have to okay it. And then he's telling everybody he would give it to charity.
Sure. Sure, he's a big charity guy.
Yeah, I want to see that check to that charitable cause. That's what I would like to see. And this is top 10 ludicrousness that he potentially will sign off on writing himself a check for $230 million.
Well, he deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. Okay. Lack of government transparency in your cheers and jeers. I'm very intrigued about this one. Explain what's going on for the folks who are not familiar with this story.
Oh, I have to explain it. Okay. Well, there's a big project being built in Hermantown, which is 20-30 minutes south of Duluth in St. Louis County.
Sure.
Up there, up that way. about 200 acres, this project. It's a Fortune 50 company. That means it's a very big company that we all likely know the name of.
We have to.
Whatever that may be.
Yep.
We don't know who it is. They're trying to build something, again, on 200 acres in Hermantown. And all the public officials up there have signed non-disclosure agreements. So they're negotiating this deal, talking to this outfit, apparently, who's working with Mortenson. I believe it was Mortenson Construction. Was it Mortenson? On this proposal, which sounds a lot like a data center, which, as we all know, are
everywhere.
You know, potentially they everywhere. We don't know what the impact is going to be. They say, oh, it'll be fine. But we also think they're going to use up a ton of energy and water and potentially cause us to pay higher energy bills. We don't know.
Although a lot of states and a lot of cities are in bidding wars to get those, right?
Right. I know. But we just, it's sort of this new frontier. We don't know how it's all going to shake out. I'm a little suspicious, but I mean, maybe it'll be great. But all these public elected officials negotiating with this company and not really bothering to tell residents what it is, including, I mean, there's people who are going to be living right next door to this, who have land they've owned for years and live on right next door to this project. And there were a lot of objections at a public meeting up in Hermantown this week, and still won a preliminary approval. And as a long time government watcher, this is often how it goes. I mean, we're just taking this approval to get to the next step. And then the next approval comes along, and they continue sort of pushing it along until, it's too late to turn back now.
Yeah, we should be involved at some level. I mean, come on, this is the taxpayers' money. There has to be some information. Let me jump in so we have plenty of time to get to the last one and point out your paper, the Star Tribune. This is Rochelle Olson with us every Friday. Cheers and jeers. The last 2 days had lengthy profiles on who we at least believe are the two clear favorites to be the next mayor of Minneapolis. Today, Jacob Frey, and yesterday, State Senator Omar Fateh. And I'm just going to read the last sentence from Rochelle Olson. That's just one of several examples of shifting stories and positions that city voters should note. I mean, this isn't coming up just from you or me. There are a lot of people who look at positions that the state senator was a part of, whether it was here or when he was in Virginia. And now when he's drawing more scrutiny, rightfully so, because he's so in the mix to be the next mayor. And to me, Rochelle, it looks like he's running and obfuscating from positions he clearly was a part of.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it. And I mean,
not disagreeing with me, are you?
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I will say people do change their positions.
Yes.
I change my position.
Yeah,
you change your
fair.
Position.
Sure.
But the deal is, if you're going to change your position, don't then turn around and say, well, the media got, 10 years later, the media 5 years later or whatever, the media got it wrong.
Yep.
You know, just come, fair to say you've evolved your thinking on the matter. It happens all the time for one reason or another. But it seems like he won't really even have that discussion. There's sort of, in my opinion, a pattern here of him sort of blaming everybody else for everything that he gets questioned about, or a lot of things that he gets questioned about. And for me, it raises a lot of red flags. I'm not a Minneapolis voter, but
you cover it.
You
cover politics. I'm not either, but I live here. It's the biggest city. It's the economic engine. And again, just on the police vote in the last time in 21. Come on, it was about completely changing the Minneapolis police apparatus, and he's just taking great pains to try to justify his position when there was an enormous defund the police movement on the city council and in parts of the left-leaning part of the Democratic Party, which he is still a part of, which is also very popular in the city of Minneapolis.
Right. I mean, and he was on his campaign literature.
Yes.
He had a picture of himself standing in front of a defund sign.
Right. I mean, it's pretty clear right there.
Right. But again, I mean, why not just have, instead of just
yes.
saying that wasn't my position, whatever, say, look, you know, it was a moment of crisis. Was that artful? No. And talk about what you want to do going forward. But it's hard to get a handle on what he really wants. I mean, he is a democratic socialist, so.
Mm-hmm.
But he also sort of, I don't know if he poo-poos that so much, but he just doesn't seem to want to get into an open discussion about what his plans are. A lot of defensive posturing.
I agree. I got to jump in. We got to go. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.